Here's Dr. Don Wilton.
What was this first response? What's it all about? You know, in my own little life, when I saw this girl down there, just something in my heart, I just knew. I got up and moved. You can think about asking a girl on a date for the next 10 years and still never actually ask her. So what can we say about this? Something had happened here. And the first thing that happened with this first response was that it necessitated standing up. The Encouraging
We have an exciting few moments together studying God's Word with Dr. Don Wilton. This Bible teacher is someone you may or may not know. He is the pastor of a large church in South Carolina and close friends with the Graham Association, was Dr. Billy Graham's pastor for the last 25 years, and today has an encouraging word for you from the Bible itself. As we open God's Word today, his message, Dr. Don's message, is called The First Response. We're picking up kind of where we left off yesterday in the sense of understanding how those first responders in Jesus' first moments of life and ultimately resurrection and death and new life can lead us in our response today. So let's open God's Word in our hearts with Dr. Don Wilton.
Because these disciples who had sat with Jesus right there at Mount Zion, and then they watched him go and get crucified and tortured, they saw him put in a grave, they watched him as he rose from the dead, they watched him when he ascended and left the earth and went back into heaven, and they looked at each other and said, what now? He's gone. What do we do? First thing they were fearful of was just flat out intimidation. They're going to get us. There's so much legislation going on. Our politicians are after us. Even the religious zealots, the Sadducees and the Pharisees, just because they crucified Jesus, didn't mean to say they're going to stop. They're going to crucify every Christian. You know what? They did. Remember Stephen? Remember Paul? Remember Peter? Remember James was thrown off the Temple Mount to his death? They did. They feared intimidation, which meant they feared isolation. Nobody wants to go to school, they said, on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and even look like a Christian, let alone sound like a Christian. Because you'll be intimidated, and when you're intimidated, you'll become isolated because you're no longer in the popular group. They're going to leave you out. Are you kidding me? They don't want you to come to the dance. They're not going to invite you to the Friday night lights. They want some Christian coming in and messing up the vibe. You either conform or don't be there. Get lost. And that led to their fear of incapacitation. They just became paralyzed. They were incapacitated. I can understand that. They were just scared, half out of their wits. That's a very real thing, folks. That is real stuff. That's not like just kind of get out of bed, drink a cup of coffee, and get over it. Intimidation and isolation leads to incapacitation. Here they are. And all of a sudden, here comes the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 2. Jesus said, he said, just wait, just be cool, man. Hang on. After that, the Holy Spirit comes upon you. I tell you, then you'll stand up and say, man, I'm saved by God's grace. You'll be able to say, I'm empowered by His Spirit. Yeah, I'm sent out by His great commission. I'm equipped by His church. I am complete and courageous. Not because of you, not because of me, but because of the Holy Spirit in you and me. And so it's at that point, here comes the first response. They had fallen in love with Jesus. They saw him, knew him, heard him. They were scared to death. Here comes the Holy Spirit. What was the first thing that happened? Well, Peter took up position on the southern steps. In front of him was the city of David. Behind him, the Temple Mount. This was the gateway to the world. In fact, in Acts chapter 2, we are even told in detail where the people came from. They came from their known world. If this was written in America, they would come from every state in the United States. These people came from their known world, every corner, because Jesus died for all people. I am sent by His great commission. It involves all people of every kind, of every race, of every language. There is no color in God's eyes. This was the message of God's love for all people. And God had this first response delivered right there in the midst of the coming and going. Here they were, hundreds if not thousands of people coming up to the temple to worship and to do whatever else they're doing. This is the city of David. This is the hub of the world. This is the centerpiece on the mantelpiece. This is the happening point. This is their New York City. This is their Statue of Liberty. Y'all come. And this is what Peter said. I'll begin at verse 14. Now Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and he addressed them. People of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give ear to my words. These people are not drunk as you suppose, since it is only the third hour, but rather what you are hearing was uttered first through the prophet Joel, who said, "In the last days it shall be, declares God, and I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my male servants and female servants in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy, and I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the day of the Lord comes, the great and magnificent day. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord Jesus shall be saved." And so it is, men and women of the nations, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested to you by God with mighty works and wonders and signs that God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves know. This same Jesus, delivered up according to the definitive plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of lawless men, but God raised him up, loosing the pangs of death, because it was not possible for him to be held by it. For even David, Mount Zion, the city of David, King David, even David said concerning him, "I saw the Lord always before me, for he is at my right hand, that I might not be shaken. Therefore my heart was glad, and my tongue rejoiced. My flesh will also dwell in hope, for you will not abandon my soul to Hades, or let your Holy One see corruption. You've made known to me the paths of life, and you will make me complete and courageous. You will make me full of gladness with your presence." And so it is, brothers and sisters, people, listen up. I may say to you with confidence about the patriarch David that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Being therefore a prophet and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that he would set one of his descendants on his throne, he foresaw and spoke about the resurrection of Christ, that he was not abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption. This Jesus God raised up, of which we are all witnesses. Being therefore exalted at the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured out this that you yourselves are seeing and hearing. For David did not ascend into the heavens, but he himself said, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool." Let all of the house of Israel therefore know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart. And he said to Peter and to the rest of the apostles, "What shall we do?" And Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. for the promises for you and for your children and for all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord calls to himself. And with many other words, he bore witness and continued to exhort them, saying, save yourselves from this untoward, this corrupt generation. So those who received his word were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls. What can we say? What was this first response? What's it all about? You know, in my own little life, when I saw this girl down there, just something in my heart, I just knew. I got up and moved. You can think about asking a girl on a date for the next 10 years and still never actually ask her. So what can we say about this? Something had happened here. And the first thing that happened with this first response was that it necessitated standing up.
Please forgive the interruption. We'll be back with more of Dr. Don's message in just a moment. There's a great deal more to come, so please don't go away. But Dr. Wilton wants me to remind you that we're here for you. We're connecting right now in the middle of the broadcast, both online at theencouragingword.org and this phone number, 866-899-WORD. We'd love to speak with you, pray with you, connect you with great resources. Maybe you'd like to follow Dr. Don on some of his social medias. You'll find it all there at theencouragingword.org. And while you're there, sign up for the daily email from Dr. Don. It's a perfect way to launch your quiet time, to literally give you the very first best step of the day by an email that comes about 6:30 every morning from Dr. Don Wilton. You can sign up on our website, theencouragingword.org, or just text the word daily to 30500. That's right. Text the word daily to 30500. We'll send you back a quick link, and by this time tomorrow, you'll be receiving the Daily Encouraging Word email from Dr. Don Wilton.
Across America, there are different views on when life begins and when it should end. What do you believe? What does the Bible say? When does life really begin? Join Dr. Wilton as he teaches biblical truths with compassion straight from God's Word in his classic and timely message, The Sanctity of Human Life. Plus, you will receive two bonus gifts, Why Pro-Life and Counterculture in a World of Abortion. These powerful ministry resources will help equip you with the facts to see life through the lens of God's Word. Request The Sanctity of Human Life, a classic and timely message on CD, and the bonus gifts for your gift of any amount to The Encouraging Word today. Write to us at Post Office Box 2110, Spartanburg, South Carolina, 29304, or call us toll-free at 866-899-WORD, or visit online at theencouragingword.org. Thank you for your support as we continue to proclaim God's truth around the world.
Now back to today's message, the first response.
Bible is very clear in this passage here, even in the Greek text in verse 14. He not only stood with the other believers, but he stood himself. The power of the Holy Spirit, he all of a sudden realized, came to understand his completeness. The Spirit of God had got a hold of him. He had seen Jesus. He heard the message. He believed it. And now the Holy Spirit was driving him like a spiritual force. He couldn't help it because he believed it so much. This Jesus had changed his life. He knew more than anybody else what a sinner he was. Of all the people, Peter understood that. This is the same man who had denied Jesus at the foot of the cross. But he's the same man that Jesus walked up to at the Sea of Galilee after Jesus had risen from the dead. And this same Jesus didn't condemn him, didn't keelhaul him, didn't tell him he was going to be punished for all time and eternity. He had breakfast with him and he said to him, Peter, do you love me? Go and feed my sheep. All of us sin against God, but we know better because he loves us. He gave his life for us and he forgives us. And our response, like their response, ought to be to stand up because of the conviction that's in our heart and in our life. And this is not relegated to a physical standing up. It's the strength of our conviction. It's our willingness to turn our workplace into a meeting place for Christ. It's the compulsion we have in the schoolyard and in the courtyard to be exactly who we are in Christ, to be willing to be counted for Him. Over the past couple of weeks, Karen and I stumbled on an old movie called Tortured for Christ. I couldn't recommend something to you as a believer more. Tortured for Christ is the story of Pastor Richard Vermbrand of Romania. Let me tell you about Pastor Richard Vermbrand and his wife Sabrina. Both Karen and I met with Pastor Richard Vermbrand and his wife. I remember as a young teenager meeting him and listening to him and his wife and being deeply moved in my own heart. This man grew up in the 30s and 40s in communist Romania, and it was a brutal regime. Communism was brutal in every sense. Most of us who know history have studied the awful gulags and the terrible actions and activity of people like Joseph Stalin. Talk about the persecution of people. Christians were not just intimidated, they were executed by their dozens just because of their faith in Christ. And these atheistic regimes had no tolerance whatsoever for anything Christian. And Pastor Richard Vermbrand, a Lutheran man in communist Romania, life so deeply changed by the love of Christ and under imminent threat of his very life, he and his wife determined to stay true to what God had done. And by the Spirit of God, and only by the Spirit of God, they lived out a complete and courageous life in Christ, knowing full well that it would cost them greatly, and it did. If you haven't read his book, Tortured for Christ, you need to get it. And Richard Vermbrand was arrested by the communist secret police in Romania, spent the next 15 years in the worst circumstances known to mankind, being beaten up in the worst possible ways, starved and hung upside down. And to make matters worse, they went and got his wife and did the same things to her. And under the Ceausescu regime, it got even worse. And eventually, only after 15 years, this dear pastor, whom I had the privilege of sitting at his feet, was released, and he spent the remainder of his life, he died in like 2002, spent the rest of his life traveling around the world telling people about the love of Jesus. You want me to tell you an irony? I wouldn't have known when I was a 13, 14-year-old boy in Africa on the other side of the world. I wouldn't have even a clue that as I sat at the feet of a man who just 8 or 9 years earlier than that was being tortured to the point of his life, that this May I would be going to Romania just for a short time, for 5 short days, preaching across that incredible country as a guest and the featured speaker for the Romanian Baptist Convention, meeting with different groups of people coming in from Europe and telling them about Jesus. And who would have thought, go figure, where did this come from? Where's the connection? And it's all about a willingness to just stand up. That's what they did. That was their first response. I've often thought to myself in my own little world, if I was so smitten by a beautiful girl that I love even more today after all these years, that I would have got up and walked down front. Listen, if they'd had a zip line from the balcony down front, I would have been on the thing. I could have been confronted by deacons who said, listen, they would have had to deal with me. I just got out of the army the day before because I was bent on a mission. Because I know today, I might not have defined it then, but I know today that this person I saw just gripped my heart. You know, that's what Jesus has done for me. That's why you served at Night to Shine, isn't it? You were driven. You were compelled to just stand up. That's why you spent so much time cooking and preparing and laboring over steamers and getting food ready and standing in line for hundreds of people at our game dinners. That's why you did that. That's why you are in that life and discipleship group. That's why you're going on that mission trip to Haiti, isn't it? That's why you're joining with Colby and with Matt in starting a revolution for Christ among our young adults. That's why you're willing to shake somebody's hand. That's why you're willing to stand up and give your seat. That's why you invite other people to come to church with you. That's why even there in your business place, you've turned your business place. Everybody knows it's not interfering with your business, but everybody knows that you're a Christian. You love the Lord. There's no middle ground there. Knowing Jesus has never robbed me of anything, it just fills me with absolute joy. He stood up.
Wow, and what is true for Dr. Don is true for me and will be true for you. You will never lose anything by stepping out and standing up for Jesus Christ. But perhaps you're in a situation like many of us have been at times. Dr. Wilton talks about some of the early days in his ministry of the nervousness, the anxiousness to share your faith, the anxiousness to be known as a believer in your business, in your family even. If God is in the middle of doing something special in your life and you find yourself a little pushed back, let us come alongside you and pray you through the next step of standing up for Jesus Christ. We stand ready to pray with you 24 hours a day on the phone at 866-899-WORD or online at theencouragingword.org. Now, I know I'm much more of a texter and typer these days, but the reality is in some of these situations, isn't it good to hear someone to pray with you and for you, to just have a conversation? We're ready to talk. 866-899-9673. More importantly, we're ready to pray. Before we get away, a closing thought from Dr. Don Wilton.
God has spoken to you, hasn't He? And you're ready to give your heart to Jesus. I'd love to help you right now. Would you pray this prayer with me and accept Jesus into your heart and life? Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner. I know that Jesus loves me and died for me on a cross. Right now, I repent of my sin and I confess my sin to the Lord Jesus Christ. Come into my heart and save me today and forgive me for my sin. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer, we'd love to get alongside of you and celebrate with you and send you some literature and help you as you begin to grow. And I want you to know that I love you very, very much. And by the way, don't leave. Don't go away, whatever you do, because I'll be right back.
The Encouraging Word broadcasts are reaching people all over the world. And we want to say thank you to a very special group of people who help us make this happen.
Thank you for being an encourager with me through the Encouraging Word broadcast ministry. You are making a difference in people's lives. Why don't you become an encourager? Partner with us. Partner with me. Become an encourager today and be part of something far bigger than any of us.
When you take this step of faith, you'll receive the exclusive brand new CD-DVD resource called Erasing Jesus, a powerful tool that'll help you stand strong in your faith in a world that's somewhat intolerant to Jesus Christ. Also, you'll get a bonus journal just to say thank you for partnering with us. In addition, you'll receive a monthly personal letter from Dr. Wilton, as well as other resource opportunities, a 24-hour confidential live prayer line, a quarterly daily devotional guide, and notifications of events featuring Dr. Wilton in your area. To learn how you can become an encourager, send your request to Post Office Box 2110, Spartanburg, South Carolina, 29304, or call us at 866-899-WORD. Or visit us on the web at theencouragingword.org. We hope you will make your commitment to spread the precious gospel of Jesus Christ around the world with us today.
You know, these are such special times together. I'm so grateful
my friends, that we can worship together like this through the Encouraging Word broadcast ministry. And you're such a vital part of all that God's doing. And I just love you. And I want you to know that. You know, this ministry goes on 24 hours round the clock all the time. We want to be involved in your life. And we want to continue to pray for you. You can call us at any time. You can partner with us all the time through prayer and through your giving. We know that you are 100% engaged as we are in sharing God's truth with our searching world. That's what this is all about. We need Jesus, don't we? And God is doing a great work. And I love you today. Thank God for you. Pray for you. God bless you.
Again, if you missed that number, it's 866-899-WORD, 866-899-9673, or online, theencouragingword.org, a great place to get resources like this.
Across America, there are different views on when life begins and when it should end. What do you believe? What does the Bible say? When does life really begin? Join Dr. Wilton as he teaches biblical truths with compassion straight from God's Word in his classic and timely message, The Sanctity of Human Life. Plus, you will receive two bonus gifts, Why Pro-Life and Counterculture in a World of Abortion. These powerful ministry resources will help equip you with the facts to see life through the lens of God's Word. Request The Sanctity of Human Life, a classic and timely message on CD, and the bonus gifts for your gift of any amount to The Encouraging Word today. Write to us at Post Office Box 2110, Spartanburg, South Carolina, 29304, or call us toll-free at 866-899-WORD, or visit online at theencouragingword.org. Thank you for your support as we continue to proclaim God's truth around the world.
Our time's gone for today, but we're staying connected online at theencouragingword.org. Take a minute and visit our website or call us 866-899-WORD. We stand ready to encourage you. After the Encouraging Word broadcast is over, there's still a wonderful place to connect 24 hours a day. It's theencouragingword.org. You can visit our message archives, download Dr. Wilton's sermons, or sign up for our weekly podcast. A favorite button on our website is the prayer request button, where you can share a prayer request or personal need. Maybe you have a praise report or a testimony. Let us know so we can rejoice with you as well. You can also sign up for our daily Bible guide and have devotions sent to your email every single day. Now, if you have a question about your salvation, perhaps questions about how to share your faith with a friend, let us walk you through the steps to a personal relationship with Jesus and the ability to share that with others. If you're looking for a book from Dr. Wilton or maybe a CD or DVD, we have resources ready to send to you at the click of a button. No matter what the reason, we hope you'll connect with us today online at theencouragingword.org.